Act upon the following six Madani pearls when a person has passed away. Number one, close the eyes of the deceased if they are open. Number two, tie a wide strip of cloth from below the lower jaw to the head so that the mouth does not remain open. Number three, position the face towards the Qibla. Number four, straighten the fingers, hands and feet of the deceased. Number five, join the toes of both the feet and tie them gently. Number six, place something such as a quilt, blanket, etc., after folding them as required, of appropriate weight on the stomach of the deceased so that it does not swell. Recite the following dua whilst closing the eyes. Bismillahi wa ala millati rasulillah. Translation, in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal and on the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More points. It is permissible to recite the Holy Quran near the deceased if his whole body is covered with cloth. However, there is unconditionally no harm in tasbih and other adhkar. Make announcement of the deceased for informing the neighbors, friends, relatives, etc., so that more and more people offer salah and make dua for him, because it is a right on them to offer his salah and make dua for him. Present the following Madani pearls to the one who contacts for ghusl and takfeen. Make arrangement for heating water. Moreover, arrange the following items. Number one, takht for ghusl, the table that the deceased is placed on when he is bathed. Number two, joss sticks. Number three, matchbox. Number four, two thick pieces of cloth. It is better if they are dark brown. Number five, cotton wool. Number six, two large cloths for istinja and other purposes. Number seven, two buckets. Number eight, two mugs. Number nine, soap. Number 10, jujube leaves. Number 11, two towels. Number 12, shroud, white unstitched cloth. Number 13, scissors. Number 14, thread and needle. Number 15, camphor. Number 16, fragrance. Also tell the approximate time of your arrival. Four acts to be carried out before ghusl mayyit. Number one, light up joss sticks or frankincense and move it around the takht of ghusl three times or five times or seven times. Number two, lay the deceased on the takht. Remove the clothes gently or cut them if required, but the sitr of the deceased must remain covered. Number four, cover the body from the navel to below the knees with a thick cloth of dark color.
For Farz Ulum and obligatory knowledge, visit www.farzulum.net.